Head over to what we're seeing in the livestock side of the trade action today. The hogs, again, seem to be on fire with some record pork prices.
Oh, they're sharply high, higher today. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was just talking about hogs with a client, and the one thing we've noticed now, first off, we've hit a major wave count today, and so I'm very suspect of hogs at this time. But the other thing is that, you know, because of PED, you would think that the tight supplies of pork, what have you, up front, you would think the April contract would be trying to take the lead, and it's not. It's discount by quite a measure, you know, to the June hogs. And likewise, June's is discount on out. So it's really interesting to see that because that's different than the cattle market has.
So many people wonder, though, how long can we keep going with these higher numbers?
Well, it does. It makes you wonder. And I, you know, I continue. We've got producers now starting to do some hedging. We're at some major counts. And so I have to think that now's the time to start if we're, you know, if we're a little bit early. Boy, we've at least got a fair amount of rally under our belt to start doing it. This is very profitable. But, you know, we're entering into warmer weather. That should usually portend that you start to see the PED virus abate. And then we see what we do. But, you know, no way around it. You're still going to be tight supplied of hogs coming into spring.
Seems like the cattle, though, are kind of sitting quietly in the background.
Yeah, they are. And, I've been kind of friendly cattle, looking for them to rally and thought that the April cattle has a chance of making a strike at 151. So, you know, the market looks like it's tried to congest here, put a little low in. Now we need to see a higher weekly close, and if we do, I think we're on our way to making some higher highs. I think demand for beef and pork both is pretty good.